voice is where I'm coming to. What people need today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, well, can people handle the truth, though?
I believe they can in the Situation Room.
Welcome to the Situation Room, the program that applies God's word to our present situation. We take the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth of God's word applied to our daily lives. Because at the end of the day, what really matters is not what I say or somebody else say, but what does the word of God say? And I ask that you take everything that I say or you hear somebody else say on this program and you check it out with the word of God. Because all you want on your spiritual plate is the truth that's found in the word of God. And we don't have to be afraid to tell the truth because God is on our side. We don't have to be afraid to speak up for the Lord because God is on our side. When you're getting the truth out the word of God, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to bag up. You don't have to shut up. But you can speak up for the Lord Jesus Christ because you are standing on the solid rock, a rock that can never be sunken. It is the Holy Bible. The Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning to all of you out there in radio land. It's good to have you this morning in the Situation Room. We're starting a brand new week in the Situation Room. We hope and pray that you had a real good weekend. And we hope and pray that you went to church and that your pastor's message was exactly what you needed to hear. It was a word from the Lord, a rhema word, a word in due season. All right, this is indeed the Situation Room, and this is Monday, the first day of the work week. And so today is our hot topic day. Sister Wilbert, glad to have you this morning in the Situation Room.
It's good to be back again.
All right. Let me give out some contact information before we get started, Sister Wilbert.
All right.
If you would like for us to discuss a topic, if you got a hot topic that you want us to discuss in this Situation Room, then you can email me at BibleWayIrving@gmail.com. That's BibleWayIrving@gmail.com. Or you can call me and leave a message on the voicemail, 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. All right, Sister Wilbert, what's our hot topic for today?
A hot topic for today is coming from Charisma News Magazine, dated June 16, 2014, and it is titled, "If Your Child Told You I'm Gay, What Would You Do?"
Wow, if your child told you that you was gay, what would you do? What a question. Your child came in. That would be a shocker.
It would be a shocker.
After picking you off the floor, you have to answer that once that they done picked you up off the floor. Because yeah. I know that most parents, this would really floor them. If your child came to you and said, "Mama, I'm gay. Daddy, I'm gay." Talk to us a little bit about this article, Sister Wilbur. What's going on?
Well, in this article, it starts out talking about how 35 years ago, this at a Christian festival, how this man made a statement pertaining to a book. And the book was called, "I'm Okay, You're Okay." And that's a catchy phrase that we often use today, that is being used today when there's counseling parents on how to handle their son or daughter when they come out to say that they're gay. And so it's saying, don't be judgmental. Convey unconditional love. Accept them as they are. Realize that they're born this way. And reassure them you're okay and that they're okay in whatever sexual identity they choose.
And so this is what most of the world is
saying, that it's that this is you're okay, I'm okay.
This is the counseling that they will try to give from a humanistic perspective, from a sociological perspective. They said if your child come out, most of the counselors are going to tell you to, well, just try to reassure them that you okay with this and they okay, and so everybody is okay. So they're taking this phrase that I'm okay, you okay, and they're applying this to the gay lifestyle. So I'm okay, you okay, so everybody's okay. So yes, don't worry about it. You know, glad that you came out. Yes. So that's the attitude that the counselor is saying, this is what you should have.
That is what we should have. But the article goes on and states how a lot of other people are thinking the same way.
That we need to understand the real
situation.
Because that counseling is not really understanding the situation.
It's not.
So what's the situation?
Okay, well, we just had a Catholic Republican governor. He stated that he believed that that homosexuality is not a sin and that people are simply born that way.
All right, so we got a governor that's coming out now.
And then if you are a person of importance, then you're going to get a congratulatory phone call from President Obama or from Michelle.
Okay, so the president is coming out and saying that it's okay.
Uh-huh. And not only that, but we have books. A book that is entitled, It's Perfectly Normal. And there's over 1 million copies in print, and they're using this in schools across America to educate.
So the book is named what now?
It's Perfectly Normal.
It's perfectly normal. Wow. So being gay is perfectly normal.
It's normal now.
And so that's a book that they are using in our schools.
They're using it across schools to educate and to convince children from kindergarten up that it's okay to be gay.
And it's out there on YouTube.
It's on YouTube and it's in our DVDs.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So that's books.
And they start when the kid is in kindergarten. To let them know that you're perfectly normal.
Mm-hmm. And it's okay to be gay.
Wow. Okay, go ahead, Sister Whipple.
Also, we got the press, propaganda, the news.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's unprecedented and it's an epic proportion. So we see that it's coming at our children from the schools, from media, from political realms, including, you know, the prominent placement of gays, lesbians, bisexuals, the transgender people in TV, music, and in film.
Uh-huh.
So to compound this situation, we have influential ministers who in their church, on radio, TVs, and interviews, they downplay the entire gay issue and smile, explaining that it's not really a part of their ministry.
Oh, so they just gonna try to be quiet.
Hush hush.
They're gonna be hush hush about it. So they just downplay it and don't really look at this as a major issue.
Major issue. And then in Houston, the lesbian mayor just passed a law making all public bathrooms, showers, and dressing rooms totally accessible to either sex. Any molester, gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender person under the guise of eliminating discrimination.
She must be gay.
She is gay. She is the gay model. The mayor model gay partnership with her same-sex person.
And so this right here in Houston, Texas.
This is close to home.
So the mayor says it's making all bathrooms and showers and dressing room. Mm-hmm. So you can just go into down in Houston now. They're fixing it where you can go into anybody. Whatever rest, if it's a restroom, it don't matter. So I guess what are they going to do? They're going to take down the men's, like, you know, right now you got it posted, clearly mm-hmm. posted, mm-hmm. men's and women. Women, yeah. So how they going to fix that? They just going
to... I guess they're just going to put a sign and say bathroom, or restroom.
And so, okay.
And whoever come, come.
My Lord. Mm-hmm. I never thought I would see the day, Sister Webb, but we would be moving to something like that. Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So... You know, they have planted that I'm gay or am I gay, but we, you know, along that goes along with that statement that what everybody is saying, I'm okay and you okay. Uh-huh. And if we say that we're not okay with you being gay, then something is wrong with us.
Yeah, so I can see that. So really our situation, we got prominent people. I mean, you listed the governor. The
governor.
Look like we really got a leadership problem then, because we got the governor we got governors coming out saying that that's normal. Mm-hmm. Then we got the president. And Miss Obama coming out and saying it's okay, and they are. You get phone calls from them. Mm-hmm. Then you got books mm-hmm. Like this perfectly normal. Then you got the media. And then you got
pastors
that's downplayed. Then you got some pastors, Sister Wilbur, that are actually promoting mm-hmm. Gays and lesbian lifestyle.
They are.
So... our situation is pretty bad here. Mm-hmm. When you got the leaders, when you got leadership is promoting something out front, promoting it, then we're in a bad situation. So it's not about looking at this thing as a small thing. This is a major thing, Sister Willie.
It is. It's a huge major thing. But there is some help.
What's the solution here? So if the child says that I'm gay, don't just settle for what society is teaching us. Right. Society is saying just go ahead and accept it and say I'm okay with it. You okay, child? And everybody gonna be okay. Eventually, those folks who's against it, they gonna come around and they're gonna be mm-hmm. for it.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Yeah,
but we are looking at it from a scripture.
Biblical perspective. All right.
And there are some things that we can do as parents if we are faced with that. There are 10 things that I like to talk about.
All right.
And number one is to pray continually.
Start with prayer. All right. So from the moment of when that child come to you mm-hmm. and tell you that I'm coming out, from that time on, you need to really seek the Lord.
Right.
And he gave a scripture out of Matthew 19:26.
Says, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
Yeah, so don't settle for this, I'm okay, you okay, everything going to be okay. No. We're going to pray. And God is going to fix it. God is going to fix it where whatever sex that child is, that child is going to be okay with that.
Right.
And nothing different. Mm-hmm. And so we can pray. That's good scripture, Sister Webber. With man, this is impossible. It seems like we are in an impossible situation, but not with God.
Not with God.
All things are possible if we believe. Okay. All right. Number two, Sister Wilma.
Number two is that we need to listen lovingly and intentionally.
So listen lovingly. Mm-hmm. And they give the scripture of James 1:19.
Yes. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
Okay. Oh, I think that's very good advice.
Mm-hmm. Because our first reaction is
to hit the ceiling.
We get angry. You know, we mm-hmm. may say some things we don't really mean. you know, and it's out there now. And you know, so we, yeah, this scripture is really good in all situations, no matter, just not just in the gay, but whatever it is.
Yeah, because once you done, words are like salt in a salt shaker. You take salt in a salt shaker and you throw it up against the wind, it's going to be impossible just about to put all every grain of salt back in that salt shaker.
It's impossible. You won't be able to do that.
Yeah, and that's how words are. Mm-hmm. Once you say some things, you won't be able to take all those words back.
True.
And so I think that's very good advice. Mm-hmm. Number three.
Number three. Clarify exactly what your child means by coming out as gay. So you need to ask, is your son or your daughter, is they struggling with the temptation toward the same sex or acting on the attraction? Hmm. So you need to get clarity.
Need to get clarity. Mm-hmm. So find out is how far along on the road. Mm-hmm. Did they just get on the road, just make up their mind they want to get on the wrong road? Mm-hmm. Or have they been playing on the wrong road?
So is this just an incident or this is a pattern?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And yeah, because see, the scripture says in Proverbs 20:5, the purposes of a man's heart are deep waters, but a man of understanding draws them out. So we need some clarification. So take some time and probe your child's heart to find out where they're at in this coming out. Talking about coming out as gay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So get some clarity. Number four.
Number four. Encourage disclosure by calm and skillful inquiries. I mean that you're going to stay cool, calm, and collective, and you're going to ask some questions. Have there been any sexual abuse? Or is this just youthful curiosity and experimentation? You know, they've been manipulated by adults or molestation, you know, on and on.
You know, a lot of children who have been molested, they end up being either gay or lesbian.
Mm-hmm. Majority.
Right. And that's because their first experience a lot of time with sex was wrong. But in the back of their mind, they thought that that was normal.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now you got these books like Perfectly Normal to reaffirm that. So, encourage them to talk about how did you come to this point?
Mm-hmm.
You know, did something happen, you know, when you was younger? You know, did anybody touch you?
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to take some skill. Like the author says, it's going to take some skill to sit down and talk to your child about that. What's the fifth one, Sister Will?
The fifth thing is, in your prayerful preparations, you know, for a time of discussions, it says, avail yourself to the right resources, meaning that there's a lot of different things out there, like that book is Perfectly Normal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is glorifying the gay lifestyle. That's not what you want to get. You want to get something that is from a biblical perspective. And there's a lot of good writers out there. Dr. Michael Brown, Dr. David Foster, Dr. Robert Gordon, and Stephen Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that have some resources out there that are biblically based.
Okay. Well, yeah. So, in other words, get yourself on. Get yourself armed, get yourself ready, because this is going to be a fight for their life. And so if you was going to go to the battlefield, you wouldn't go to the battlefield without any weapons.
No, you want to be fully prepared.
And so And there is some good stuff out there and bad stuff on the internet. So be very, very careful. And I'm familiar with Dr. Michael Brown. He has some very good material.
Okay.
And he has even an international radio broadcast, a national radio broadcast, and maybe even international, you know, with the internet. All right. Which one are we on now, Sister?
We're on number six.
Number six.
It says, take your thoughts captive.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you know,
and
that,
know you're knowing that fear has torment.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because what the devil is going to do, the devil is going to just start beating you down with fear. He's going to put thoughts in your head like, well, what the folks going to say at church?
Mm-hmm.
What is other children going to say? What about the other children in the family? Are they going to follow? You know, this son or this daughter, particularly if he's older, is he going to bring his lover over to the house? Is he going to bring the lover over there for Thanksgiving dinner? How are we going to have Thanksgiving dinner with the lover? Or Christmas with the lover? Or is he going to get AIDS? Now my child going to get AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
So the devil is going to, you know, bombard these parents' minds with all kind of crazy stuff. And so particularly thoughts of fear. And so you're going to have to bring every thought. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10:5 to bring every thought into the captivity and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And punishing any thought that don't line up with the Bible. If it don't line up with the Bible, rebuke that thought. Say, get away from me. I don't receive that thought in Jesus' name. And I'm sending that thought to the pits of hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so punish that thought. Take every thought captive. Good, good. What's the seventh, Sister
Wilbur? The seventh thing is confide in trusted friends and ideally a pastor. So you have somebody that you trust that you can talk to.
Yeah, because see, this is a heavy load. Mm-hmm. And you can't carry this heavy load by yourself. This is an emotional a load. This is a dump truck load, and you can't carry this dump truck. I mean, your child done dumped this on you that they gay. You can't handle this by yourself. So you need some strong Christian people, not just some friends. Be very selective. Mm-hmm. About, you know, the friend. You know, ideally, you know, a pastor. Somebody who's can handle these kinds of this kind of information, because
mm-hmm.
and that's the first thing you want, somebody who can handle the information. Not everybody can handle information.
True.
Because some folks are spread it like wildfire.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that you get a good trusted friends, some good strong Christian people in your life to help you carry this load. You know, the scripture talks about two is better than one.
Mm-hmm.
Over in Ecclesiastes, because it says, if one fall down,
then the friend can help him
up.
Yeah,
the other one can help him back up.
Mm-hmm.
The next one, Sister Wilbur.
Consider contacting Lead Them Home Ministry for supplemental help.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This would be good. Contact ministries that specialize in these kinds of things. So that's mm-hmm. good. And what's the name of that ministry?
Lead Them Home Ministry.
Lead Them Home Ministry.
Mm-hmm. Leadthemhome.org is the website.
All right.
And they have some good information.
Good. And what's the number nine?
Number nine is extend compassion and care to your child without compromising or condoning the homosexual lifestyle.
All right. Extend compassion and care.
Mm-hmm.
You let them know, you know, that
you love them.
Yeah, that you love them.
But I can't, I don't agree with your lifestyle.
So you make a stand like with Joshua did, mm-hmm. for me and my house. You know, we're going to serve the Lord. We love you and everything, but in this house, we're going to serve the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And, you know, in this coming out, the coming out need to be, Sister Wilbert, coming out of sin,
mm-hmm.
and not necessarily coming out to let folks know that you in sin. It True. Should be a coming out like the prodigal son
yeah.
came out. And that's what, you know, the parents needs to, you know, let the child know, you know, that we praying for you. But for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And we're praying that you come out of this. And that just like the prodigal son came out of the hog pen, we're praying that you're going to come out of the hog pen as well.
Mm-hmm. And number 10 is never forget your child is Jesus Christ's purchased possession, whom he loved immensely and will fight to rescue from this deception.
Yeah, and that's why you need to go on and fight for that child, because not only is that your child, but that's God's child. It's God's child, number one, by creation, but it's God's child, too, by birth, by spiritual birth. If that child done been born again, let that child know, hey, you belong to the Lord. You God's property, and the devil has no business putting his hands on God's property. And even if that child is not saved, claim that child for Jesus Christ. Just like Paul talked about over 1 Corinthians 6 and 9, he said, don't you realize this is not the way to live. Unjust people who don't care about God will not be joining in his kingdom. Those who use and abuse each other, use and abuse sex, use and abuse their earth and everything in it, don't qualify as citizens in God's kingdom. A number of you know from experience what I'm talking about. For not long ago, you were on that list. Since then, you have been cleaned up and given a fresh start by Jesus, our Master, our Messiah, and by our God in us and the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So let that child know, child, you belong to God. I'm claiming you for God, and so I'm not going to give up on you. I love you, and I'm not going to accept that, because that's not okay. But one day, once you're changed, then you're going to be able to say, I'm okay, because God done brought forth a change
mm-hmm.
in your life. Yeah. All right, Sister Wilbert, the clock on the wall is saying that's going to be all. Thank you for that article.
You're welcome.
If your child told you I'm gay, what would you do? Now you know what to do. Those 10 things. There's something you can do. You don't have to settle for that. I'm okay. You okay. God can fix things. All right. Let me encourage you to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember, our format here at KLITB is at the top of the hour, we minister in the word. And at the bottom of the hour, we minister in music. So at 9 o'clock, we'll take a look in the book and listen to us all day long, because we are in your corner right here in the Situation Room. God bless you. Have a good day.